Welcome back. It's just coming up to a quarter past 9 a.m. Good morning. This is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. My name is Irene Lasu and welcome to the third hour of the Miraya Breakfast Show. Now, a group of South Sudanese artists hosted a three-day art exhibition over the weekend at Seniors Herb. Now, that is in High Malakal here in the country's capital, Juba. Well, the art exhibition featured works by David Morby, Akot Salip, Suleiman Morgan, James Aguirre, Emma Tito and Bayom Silas, amongst others. Now, three of the artists whose work was on exhibit are joining us in now in the studio to discuss how they use art to promote peace in the country. Well, join me in welcoming Akot Salip, Suleiman Morgan, and the Rose Among the Thorns, Victoria Kiden. Good morning, and thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today. I'll start with Akot. Akot, tell us more background about this three-day exhibition.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Akot Deng, also known as Akot Salip. I'm a visual artist, also a painter. This is just introduction to myself. To me, actually.
Right.
The exhibition was about to promote art, especially fine art in South Sudan, so that we came as a group of artists, so to showcase our beauty and culture to South Sudanese especially.
Mm.
The exhibition ran for 3 days. It ended yesterday. It is just for 3 days, but we are also planning for another one.
Mm.
In case someone missed the exhibition, we are planning for the big one even,
okay.
Surely.
Is it anytime soon, or this is a plan, long-term plans for next year?
Actually, it's not long-term plan, but it's going to be in this year.
Okay.
We plan for first week of November, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, just to follow up on that exhibition, I mean, 3 days is quite small. Yeah, so in other countries, it actually goes for weeks to enable people to, maybe students to make time and visit, to enable everybody to make time to visit. Are there some challenges that you face while having these exhibitions?
This is a very good question, really. Actually, we are lacking a lot of things here in South Sudan, especially the galleries or the studios. This is challenge number one. That cannot allow us to go for 1 week and even more than that. Because we are now, sometimes we rent places. And renting places sometimes is not expensive. That's why we are hoping to get our own standard galleries, really. That can help
where
us.
Where people can come in anytime.
Anytime, actually. Right. Even sometimes can run for months. Actually, that show of yesterday, which ended yesterday, the artwork was very, very, very many. And the time was very limited. Limited.
Mm-hmm.
So this is some of the challenge that we are facing.
Right. So how many people managed to attend? Do you know?
Actually, in these 3 days, people came in groups. They did not come at one time, actually.
Mm.
It can go to 50 to 70 like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, I'll come to you, Suleiman. Just tell us more about the work you exhibited there and what themes were you tackling, plus what was your work about?
Let me first greet every Mraya listeners around South Sudan. My name is Suleiman Ahmed Morgan, musician, painter.
Multi-talented.
Yeah, you can say that. So, the exhibition, it wasn't have like a direct theme. It was an open exhibition. You know, the idea or the vision behind that, it was like, first thing, how to bring the artists together, because you know, most of our artists, they are very busy with the social life now. You know, the situation in this, so we have been trying, like, actually this exhibition was just a trial. That's why you see, you can see, like, we just spent like 3 days for it, so we managed to bring like 15 or above 15 artists to come together and show them the vision that we are looking for.
Right.
Because, like, if you go to, for example, the neighbors countries, you can find the artists, all the artists there, they're in contact.
Right.
Yeah, they're in contact.
Uh-huh.
Do anything like anything relating to art, you find like all of them there together. So it is the same what we are trying to do, like a connection between the artists.
Right.
This is our first aim.
Okay. And you're saying that is mostly to artists. You spoke about their social lives. So are you saying that most artists have abandoned the work, and they've, because of probably the economy, they had to look for other jobs to survive?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, like, it is something maybe all of us, we have seen that even the musician themselves, they are not depending on music
alone.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, first thing, like, for us as a visual artist, we are facing a lot of challenges. One of it, like, there is misconnection between us and the community. There is no appreciation.
Okay.
Mostly, like, if you look at the exhibition for 3 days, most people that they came, it was the foreigners.
Mm. So you're saying we, the Junubin, are not appreciative?
Yeah, we're not. I cannot say all of us.
Most
of us.
Some,
yeah, but most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I want to understand this now. So you're saying there's a disconnect between you, the artists, and the people. What do you think brings in that disconnect?
All right. First thing, like, everyone is busy. Okay.
Okay.
And then, like, there is an acknowledge about the art.
Mm.
Because, like, if you move around the houses, like, the families alone, huh, you find, like, when you discover that you're a child, he knows, like, he's talented in doing art. Most of our parents, they don't support that. Because, like, they look at art as, it's not like a other job.
It's not a profession.
It's not a profession, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You can never make a you can never make a living through art, which is a wrong mentality thinking.
Okay.
We are an artist. I've been in doing arts now for 15 years. Something like that.
Okay.
15
right.
years.
Right. Yeah. And I hear you. Of course, most of our houses, you have to be an engineer, you have to be a doctor for people
exactly.
to respect what you're trying to do. But in I accept that the narrative needs to change.
Yeah.
Because
even
at the end
me,
of the day, we need to invest in our talents.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Even me, I was facing that.
Right.
And I've been fighting for it for
right.
a long time until I reached my who I am now.
So how did you get your parents to understand that, hey, I think Morgan is serious. Let's support him.
By the way, like in my house, it was one of the challenges that I've been facing it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one was looking at what I'm doing
as serious.
Mm. Like, maybe one day I can do something better, something good through this.
Mm.
No one. Mm. But through supporting from colleagues, friends, I was able to fight my family just to reach my career.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, 15 years down the road, would you say your parents are proud of you right now? Or they still
right
want
now,
you to have a degree, maybe
no,
in medicine?
No, by the way, right now, because, like, through art, I'm able to make, to take responsibilities of my family, sibling, all this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, what I've realized, most of the parents, when they realize that you become able to do something, this when they are going to appreciate what you are doing.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm in this level.
So you are the level where they appreciate
your
contributions.
Yeah, now they appreciate. Yeah. I guess imagine, like, since when I start, my father, he didn't come in. But when I start getting certificate from like outside exhibition participation, like the first day when I upload something on social media, and then congratulations, my son. Damn. When I got surprised.
So. Wow. I know it's never an easy road if a child
exactly.
a child picks to take arts, or a child because even models in South Sudan are facing the same thing.
The same thing.
Even athletes are facing the same thing. So
yeah.
I mean, it reaches an extent where some children are like, you know what, Baba, I will go and study the medicine, give you your certificate, and then I'll go back and do my thing.
Exactly.
And you see some of them actually doing that. Well, welcome. This is The Breakfast Show, and we are speaking about arts. I have artists with me here in the studio, and they are talking about, of course, what art means to them and their journeys here on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Victoria, when did you first know that you wanted to become an artist?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Kiden Victoria. I'm also a student in the University of Juba, and this is my third year in the university. I started art when I was still a young girl. I just loved drawing, more especially flowers. I used to enjoy that.
Okay.
Flowers, birds, any fruit I find, I do draw. But it's because I did not get enough support. People did not encourage me enough. So I left it for some time. So when I joined my primary, I did not do anything, actually. I left art. Still, when I continued in my secondary school, that's when I also started art back. I joined the art because in that school we had art. So I had to do art. I did art for 4 years in my secondary school. So when I came here, I was in Uganda. So when I came to Juba, I decided to also continue with my art.
Okay.
So I joined the university to do art. Yeah, just to motivate and to show my talent.
All right.
Yes.
So from the beginning, you did not have the support that you were looking for. No, I mean, nobody gave you any word of encouragement. You know, we're human beings. Every time you get support, you get the zeal to move forward.
Yeah.
If you don't, of course, the opposite happens. So where did you get the determination to continue, even amidst these naysayers who are saying, no, you cannot do it?
I decided on my own.
Okay.
Because in my secondary school, we had materials. So they could provide us with each and every material that we need for our artworks. So I decided to continue with my art. Till when I came to South Sudan, I wanted to continue with my art. Most of my people also discouraged me from my artwork. They said that I need to do at least nursing. I need to maybe do law. But I was like, we need to do such kind of things when you know that you can do it very well.
Right.
Yes.
Because your strength is in art.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So so what themes did you tackle in your art? Like what pictures did you have to draw or paint?
Mostly, I used to draw a lot of still life painting. I do a lot of still life painting. But when I joined the university, there's a portrait. I do portrait. Though not all that perfect.
I mean, you'll get there. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. So I do portrait.
Okay.
And with landscape painting, those are the things that I do.
Right.
Yes.
So what challenges do you think are facing women in the fine art industry or visual arts here in South Sudan?
Here in South Sudan, there is no support completely. Just like in the university currently. There was a time I was doing my landscape outside the university. So someone just came by and said, you lady, you're just wasting your time.
Why?
I was like, what? What did I do?
So they saw it as a waste of time.
Yeah, it's like a waste of time. We are just, there is no value in art. So they don't encourage women, more especially. They're just onto the men.
Now, let me hear this from the men. Do you get the support or like you don't care whether support or not?
Every artist, everywhere you go, the same history. Like the issue of not getting supporting in this, it's the same what we are facing.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's because you have resilience, you keep going.
Exactly. Right. You know, like, it's for me, like a psycho mentality for people. Like, they think that if you do law or
better,
medicine, you're better than to do art. But this is a wrong thinking, because all the way we are running after making living.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Through arts, you can do that. Yes. For example, now, are we living now? We are selling our artwork. Even though, like, the marketing, it is not like faster like other countries, but we're able. And what we are getting sometimes, it is better than someone who's working in an office.
Yeah, I agree. But also, what parents or aspiring parents should understand is, let us encourage, you know, we are gifted differently.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can be gifted in medicine, like I know medicine, and somebody else is gifted in art. So you cannot compare me and the person who is gifted in art and say, you know what, I'm better than the other. No, we are better in our different
there
fields.
There are some things like all of us, we should know. Like what you are aiming or you are dreaming for someone, it's not what is dreaming for himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're all human beings, but we're in different dreams.
No wonder they say in Africa we're living our parents' dreams. Your parent wants you to be a pilot, but your dreams are different.
Me, I've been facing the same, you know.
Yeah.
I was studying doing management because of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that I'm doing nothing. That's not my place.
Yes, yes.
That's not my home.
Mm-hmm.
Because like there, I'm not able to think better than when I'm
when you're doing your art.
Yeah.
With your art, everything is flawless.
It's flawless. Like, you know, it's just, yeah, like your feeling is guiding you to do what you want.
Right.
And then you find in the end of the day, like people like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. 29 minutes to the top of the hour. Like you have heard, artists are struggling to receive support from their family members, from their friends, and even
from the community.
From the community. So I want the community to call in and tell us why you think art is a waste of time, and why you feel the artist should not be receiving the support that they require. Plus, give valid reasons, because honestly, at the end of the day, we are looking to better ourselves. Like I said, we are gifted differently, and everybody requires the, as long as you're doing constructive work, you need the support that you require. Well, you can call us on 0912062950 and 0912062079. I have three artists with me in the studio. We are speaking about art, and as you have heard, the journey has been bumpy and rough. So how are you using the arts to promote peace, or what would you say is the role of art in peace building, Akot?
What we have been doing for so long here in South Sudan, it is really, we have great impact in Nubia mostly through art, especially in murals. I know that everyone here in Juba, he knows, maybe someone come across the mural here in Juba.
On the walls.
On the walls, really.
Mm-hmm.
So we are there as an artist in any situation that we have that facing us.
Mm.
So this is our role. So my role as an artist is to showcase some problem that are facing, and sometimes it's not matter to give the solution, but you have to showcase what is taking place. Like example, during the Corona time, actually we have played a very big role here. There,
yeah,
I'm sure people have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And coming to peace building, we used to do some exhibition, actually. The team, we come out with the team about the peace example. Then we do a workshop. At the end, came with some very good artwork that's really helping and creating some, or sending some message, really. So we have been there, actually, doing that a lot.
Right. Yeah, I can attest to that. And by the way, a picture says 1,000 words. Where you cannot say 1,000 words, one picture can explain everything. Exactly. Like you said, for Corona, you see worlds have people washing their hands, the soap. I mean, anybody who has not even gone to school can understand the message that you are sending out. Yes, Victoria, how do you think art can be a tool of peace building?
Art can be a tool of peace building, because art, when you do it, someone will just see it and read it. That's why in most cases we do a lot of painting with a team of it. Its team may be about the culture of South Sudan. So we put everything together, that one brings out, that's why we show it as a tool.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. We have a caller here. Radio Mariah, good morning. Hello.
Radio Mariah.
Yes. How are you doing?
Okay. This is Lual Garang.
Yes, Lual Garang. Do you have a question, a word of encouragement, a comment? What do you have?
Yeah, I would like to greet our guests, the art students who are pursuing their studies in art.
They're actually artists. They are practicing artists.
They are artists. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are artists.
Mm.
This art is very good career, but we African, we doesn't know how good it is.
Mm.
Like me, I can't even support them in all, if I have capacity.
Yeah.
You see, like during those days when we could not write, could not do anything, these archives were taken from Africa. They were made of art. You see, they were taken to other countries.
Right.
They were made of art.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't even bring money. It is a source of income, let me say like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they need support. So I would like to support them and let them continue with their channel and career.
All right. Thank you so much, Lowell Garang, for the word of encouragement. So not everyone does not support you.
I'm sure
there are more people out there who do appreciate art as a way of talent. Now, it's 27 minutes to the top of the hour. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. You can also call us and be live right here on the Breakfast Show. So we're continuing. Why do you think art is so expensive in general? Because I think now, Morgan, you said that South Sudanese are not encouraged to come and involve themselves in these exhibits. Because, for lack of a better word, truth is, when you go to those exhibitions, these things start from $200, yeah, and above. It's so expensive for a regular South Sudanese. So why are they so expensive?
All right. First thing, like, when you talk about the materials that we are using, like you told us that we're using to produce that artwork, it is too expensive.
Okay.
And out of cost, if it is expensive, from where we are bringing these materials?
Also, they're brought from outside.
From outside.
Right.
We don't have the materials here.
Okay.
So when you go and buy the materials, it is costing you a lot of money. And then transportation from the neighbors' countries to here, also it is costing money.
Mm.
And then, for example, like, you know, when you're buying an art, you're buying someone ideas.
It is original.
Yeah, it is original.
Right.
It is not copy.
Okay.
And then secondly, like, there's a two type of buying artwork. There's original painting, which too expensive, and that's what we are selling now.
Mm.
Like, when you own a painting, you are only one who have it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. And then there's a copies. Like, you do 1,000 copy of one painting, and then you sell it maybe in $50, $100, or less than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know everything is coming from outside, but someone can argue that at least you should have a Junubin price and an expatriate price.
Yeah, in this site, actually, the exhibition that we did, it was focusing on that site.
Mm.
We made like two different prices. There's a Junubin prices.
Mm.
because also we are aiming like our artwork لازم يمشي للجنوبين بتاعنا. We want them to own our paintings because like we will feel proud that and انت لما تمشي بيت تافيلان جنوبي لو هكا قاعد هناك. And then even we will feel proud that they're like I'm owning a South Sudanese artwork.
Right.
انت هسه لما تشوف في بيوت كله تخش تلقى صور كله يعني بعيد ليه بقول انه الفن ولا الارت is a tools of peace
building.
لانه انت لما تشتري كويس لوحة ده like لما يكون حاجة محلي بيقوم بيديك الكالشة حقك هو يو your reality كالشة حقك so لما يديك الكالشة حقك ده ده بيقوم بيخلق لك روح والله ده فلان ده شوف ده بلدي جميل يعني proudness بيتسبوه
indeed well thank you Akod I'm seeing you nodding your head do you want to say something
actually أنا داير أقول حاجة مهم شديد جدا جدا هنا بجد وي كلام مريان كلام كويس بين جنوبين عامة أو بصورة يعني بجد ما جاي يقدر الفن أصلا كويس ده تحدي كبير عندنا لأقول فالفن يعني حاجة جميلة جدا جدا يكون قاعد يعني جنبك تا كإنسان عايش مثلا يعني كم بتنفس كده بتنفس بيه في مشكلة تعبانة جنوبين لسه ما عندنا ثقافة بتاع نحط اللوحات في البيوت بتاعنا وكده فده دار كتير دار توعية كتير بأنه فنانين داروا يلعبوا دور كبير في حتة ده ودارين يعني فرص زي دار منابر زي دار like yeah this forum so that we can talk about the importance of art صراحة كده ف you know being ما جاي يعني مثلا ليه ما جاي يشتروا ده سؤال question mark.
You Marsh, know, another expensive game.
The jet theory, art all over the world, it's expensive.
True. Yeah. Very true.
Expensive. Why? Like in Bordeaux, you know, with Alicia, for when I have to make it very, you know,
affordable
for everyone. This now we are trying. And hanamul maarat katir le junubin like bazarat kira saghira saghira kido wada mungkin ana fi bidaya mungkin adi mungkin adim bel bel hasad asar basit hadd ma shunu yaarifu qiimta alfan shwi shwi kido fa hanistaghal katir fi hatta da inshallah.
Of course, it's a process. Well, thank you so much. Well, we're still continuing. Are you about to make a very good living from your artwork? Because now it is expensive, and if anybody is willing to buy, it is probably the expatriates and a few South Sudanese who have the money. So I know you say that you can make a living, but is it a steady living that you are rest assured that money will be coming in, Morgan?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I like it, yeah. So, Victoria, yeah. Have you started doing commercial art, or are you still in school and still practicing?
I'm in school and I'm also doing the commercial art.
Okay, so how is it going for you?
Well, very fine.
Okay.
Yes.
I am motivated.
Sarah, thank you. I get financial.
Yeah.
This, we are rich, by the way.
Okay.
For example, yani we get the kind of shit called the phone. Our higher min standard order from the first year, you will be paying your school fees.
Okay, from art.
From art, exactly.
Can you
imagine?
Okay.
So actually, this we have a. In the so quiet, in the and we get you can make a living through art, really.
Wow.
This is, people should know that art, you can make a living, and even you can do a lot of things, really.
Okay, that sounds good, but actually. So, how do you market your artwork. I want to call them goods, because it's money.
Actually, it is goods, you know,
yes.
It is goods.
So how do you market? Do you have platforms? Do you do this on Facebook? What happens?
All right. For the issue of marketing, mostly we used to face challenges about it. But actually, it is connected with your connection with people. You see, like you buy, you sell painting to someone, and then, you know, like social media these days helping a lot. You post your thing, and then people will like it. And then maybe they will call you directly.
Yeah.
And then
there'll be exchange.
Yeah.
Of money.
Yeah, of
and then the goods.
Receive. But like, let me make it just short. Like, art is one of the sources that if our country invests on it, there will be a good income.
Yeah.
For it. Because like we have 1,000 people, they like to come like a tourist to South Sudan, and why they like they want to come here to know about the South Sudan cultures. So who's going to show that culture? It is artists,
right? True.
If it is the clothes that you are wearing, anything that you do, it is relating to art. So like. We have a great impact everywhere. Not just, I cannot say just South Sudan.
True.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Because anything you do is relating to art.
Right. Yeah. Yes, Accord. How do you market your work?
Marketing has been really a challenge for every artist. Sometimes, for me actually, it's really a challenge. But I just use media. For marketing, this is number one. Also, I guess sometimes it's very hard, but we are just there to sometimes exhibitions. This is way of marketing, and it is just challenge really. But we use various ways to market ourselves.
Okay,
it's very challenging.
Right. Yes, Victoria, how do you market your work?
Mostly if there is a group exhibition, any exhibition at all, that's when I mostly do my paintings and I market them there.
Mm.
If there is an exhibition.
So you always have an eye out for exhibitions.
Yes.
People coming together, you take the opportunity.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so 13 minutes to the top of the hour. Well, if you have any question, if you have any word of encouragement, please call us on 0912062950, 0912062079. So if somebody wants to come and see your artwork, where do they find you? Do you all work together? Or you have specific galleries that people can visit?
Actually, first thing, we are individual artists.
Uh-huh.
But in case of showing, we have studios.
Yeah.
Studio 1, it is in Hayamarat, close to Egyptian
embassy.
Mm. And then we have Juba University, University of Juba College of Arts, Music and Drama also. We have some artwork there.
Hmm.
And then we came to Tomping. There is a Juba Art Center.
Where exactly?
In Tomping, near to Catholic University.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Near to Catholic University.
Okay.
So this way we used to store our artwork there. And then maybe exhibition that we used to do.
Okay. So just to set the record straight, there will be an upcoming exhibition in November.
Exactly.
Is there a date set out, or are you still planning?
We have done from this, and then people was like, why just read this?
The
same way they have asked.
Yes.
So after these questions, we think why we don't do in November a big one. So we are going to include all the arts, the different parts of arts, graft, and even like Hayat Milaya, you know that. It is part of art.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So we plan like the 1st of November.
Okay.
Yeah, coming months.
Uh-huh.
We'll do something big, and even we'll invite you there.
All right, no problem. When the 1st of November arrives, we will have you here on the breakfast show just to inform people about what's going on.
You know, it was one of our challenge, like how to reach the media houses, radio.
Our doors are open to anyone.
Yeah, just open, but you know, it's just an idea came, and then we said, let us do it.
Okay,
do it.
So that's a good one.
But next time, we are going to focus more in media.
In advertising.
Yeah, in advertising.
Yes, yes. I mean, just reach out. If you can't find Mirai, you can go on our personal Facebook accounts.
All right.
I have a Facebook page. It's called Irene Lasso. You can reach out, and I can give you feedback. So our doors are always open. Anything that concerns the community, we are ready to serve you. Okay, so it's 10 minutes to the top of the hour, and since no one, there's no one calling, we will close our lines. But before we leave, I will ask all of you to give us your last messages. What is your last remark with regards to art? Yeah, I'll start with you, Victoria.
More especially to most of these schools.
Hmm.
It's good to promote art in the schools because the foundation starts from the primary schools, even the nursery schools, up to the secondary schools. So at least if the parents are able, because the most support is coming from the parents, so they should support their children. They should support their children so that they'll show their talent.
Mm.
And it's a good talent. Art is a beautiful thing.
Right.
It's really, really good to do art.
Right. Thank you so much.
I'm even so, so grateful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And I'm grateful to be here. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And you're welcome anytime.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, Accord. What's your last message?
My last message? I'm really happy to be here. This is my first time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I just want to thank every Radio Mirai listeners. Thank you so much. And just starting, and we really need this forum, a lot of this forum, really. And even there is an highlight Katir Banu for none in to send there's the role of art and also the importance of art, really. So message go directly to Junobin, actually. Let us please appreciate art, and let us support the talents that we have. Yeah, just start with your kids around you there. Just support them, by the way, by any means. If your child is just doing like loving to like,
to draw,
example, just please support by any means. Just by simple ways, just to provide like small papers, pencil, this thing would help a lot.
Okay.
So please, we need your support so that we can go.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes, Morgan.
Yeah. My last message would be like, all of us as Genovian, we have seen through our support to our basketball team what they have done. Like, they took our head up.
Yeah.
So we need to support each other.
Hmm.
Art is concerning with, it is a work of Minister of Culture.
Mm-hmm.
So our Minister of Culture, open your eyes on the talent that you have. Because like, as you see, the Minister of Youth and Sport, when they open their eyes in their part, like for football and basket and this, you can see like
good
the
results.
Impact, yeah, the good result.
Yeah.
So it's the same, our Minister of Culture, if they open their eyes on us or on any talent that we have, because the country has a million talent.
Yeah.
Just imagine, like, there are some kids, they can make a car.
Hmm.
I saw this in يوم التخرج تلزم الغواد الموحدة هنا.
Hmm.
يعني ناس في التخرج ساكر في التخرج فجأتهم في جانا جاي شايل الطيارة. أنا ساكر كان هوراس هنا عروسهم خلوا شغلهم وقعد يفولهم.
Imagine this child. Yeah. Yeah.
So if like that child, if you got a real support, هيعمل شنو؟ ما نو هير فرص البلد فوق. نفس الحاجة التلنا اللي عندنا ده إذا البلد شغله بطريقة كويس أنا متأكد we can score something.
Yeah,
So my message just to is going direct to Minister of Culture.
Mm-hmm.
It is time now to work.
That's right.
Work for the country.
Indeed. Sulaiman Morgan, Akot Solip, and Victoria Kiden, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
And that leaves us with only 5 minutes to the top of the hour, where the news in Arabic will be coming up. My name is Irene Lasso, and thank you so much for your company from 7 until now that I will be signing out. Catch me tomorrow, same place, same time, and of course, same radio station. Well, bye-bye for now.